Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator for the Municipality of Wawa. We wanted to talk about the Wawa Winter Carnival. It is almost here, and first of all, I hear you have a lovely theme this year.
That's right. This year, it's the Enchanted Forest, and we just thought it would be a great theme that would allow some creativity in both the art competitions as well as all the great events that are going to be happening this weekend.
I know there are a number of events that are happening this weekend, but there are a few things that you can either get ready for, prepare for, some pre-carnival events or competitions as well.
That's right. So we've kind of gone on some past events and continued their tradition. So one of them is a hat competition. Can be anything sewn, knit, anything creatively made. We do require that the hats are dropped off to the community center by Friday, so tomorrow. We're open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Pro Shop, so they can be dropped off during that time. And as well, we have a creative art competition this year. So we're looking for any kind of Enchanted Forest theme masterpiece. This can be sculpted, painted, drawn. Again, the same deadline is tomorrow, Friday at 4 p.m. And for that one, there are a couple different age groups. We have 5 to 12-year-old children. We have teens, which are 13 to 19, and adults, which is 20-plus. So all ages are welcome to submit something, and we're looking forward to seeing all the great pieces of work that will come in.
You also have a couple scavenger hunts happening as well.
That's right. We do have a couple scavenger hunts. One of them is going to be throughout the businesses in town. So if you go around the businesses this weekend, you will see some Enchanted Forest creatures out there, and you can pick up the forms for the scavenger hunt at the Pro Shop as well as this weekend. The Pro Shop will be open extended hours, so you can come visit us Friday 6 to 8, as well as Sunday from 10 till 3, and pick up the forms if you haven't done so yet. The scavenger hunt around Wawa, so that'll be one that takes you through the trails around town, so Cemetery Trail, Valley Park, and you'll be looking for, again, some enchanted animals around there. A little bit different, but if you're on a little bit more of the adventurous side, you can go for some hikes around the outskirts of Wawa as well.
Sounds like a couple great things. And then we have the big events happening Friday, Saturday, even through Monday as well.
That's right. We do have so many events. We're so happy that all these organizations from around town and individuals have put a lot of time and effort into making these events happen for our community. It's really important, I think, right now, as we're kind of bouncing back from the last couple of years of isolation times and not as many social events. So we're really excited to have all of this happening. So just to start off as well, we do have the carnival buttons available at the Pro Shop. Again, same hours as I said before, and the buttons are available to purchase for $3. And having the carnival button for some of the events does give you free entrance, or it does give you a break off the price of what the entrance fee is. So we do have a lot of events going on. It does start on Friday at noon with a chili luncheon at the Wawa Goose Center. It goes from there, but our big opening ceremonies is on Friday night at 7 p.m. and there'll be a bonfire and fireworks, and that's out back of the community center, so near the rear Zamboni entrance. And from that, we go on to hot chocolate and baked goods that are free, social night. That night as well, there's a dance at the Legion put on by the music festival. So great things happening Friday. And then Saturday, so many events. The Rotary Club has returned with their pancake breakfast both Saturday and Sunday morning. We've got some snowmobile safety with the OPP happening in the parking lot at the community center. There is the Legion ladies are running a lunch out of the canteen on Saturday, so you can come get your hamburgers and hot dogs and your snacks. Family Bingo by Superior Children's Center. And we also have Science North coming to visit us again. So they have come to see us in the past, and they'll be located in the lower fitness area here at the community center. All day long, there's going to be Wawa Minor Hockey games. They start at 11:30 and run right through to 9. So it is going to be a very busy place here. We have as well a dance happening on Saturday night. There's Wingding at the Legion. The ski club is putting on a moonlit ski. So many great events. It's hard to mention them all, but we do definitely want to thank all of the organizations again. Rotary, Wawa Adult Learning Center, the Volunteer Firefighters, the Legion, Wawa Public Library has events. Mishapocotton First Nation, again, is back with their cardboard box races on the Monday, and that's always a great event. Lots of fun for the kids. So get creative and make your Enchanted Forest cardboard box and see how far you can get down Queens Hill. So yes, lots of things going on. Just check out your calendar because I was not able to mention them all, but it is a great weekend ahead. Come on out and support your community and come out and support your organizations. And again, thank you to them all because this wouldn't be possible without their help, and it's appreciated by the community.
People should have a copy of the schedule, I believe, in their mailbox.
That's right, yes. So we did do a pamphlet. We put them in the mail, so everyone should have a hard copy of the schedule of events. And if you don't have it, you can always check it out on Facebook, or you can give us a call at the Pro Shop and we can get another copy to you. But there should be a copy in everyone's house just to know what's going on. And there are events for all ages for everyone in the town. So come on out to them. It should be a great weekend.
And pick up your carnival buttons either today or maybe when you're coming in to attend one of these events over the weekend.
Absolutely. Come grab them at the Pro Shop or stop by on the weekend or at your event. There should be buttons available there as well.
Once again, that is Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.